You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Back in 2015, Rob Reiner sat down with the Los Angeles Times and said something that in hindsight is, it's almost unbearable to read. And this is not in any way to blame him, but hindsight is always 20/20. And as I've said it from the beginning on this case, let this be a cautionary tale. Because it's already a horrific tragedy for so many people. If we can find any sort of silver lining in this, it's being able to identify the problems here, what took place, what could maybe have been done differently to produce a different outcome. Because I think a lot of people are seeing the story and feeling the story and going, oh my God, this hits home in ways you can't even imagine. Because everybody's experience with individuals like this, with addicts, mentally ill people, can be dramatically different because the disease can be so crazy. But at the same point, very similar as well. So let's get into this part here. And if you don't mind, while you're listening, please do hit subscribe wherever it's at. If it's YouTube, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Same search on the podcast platforms. It allows other folks to know that we exist. You doing that signals, hey, people are interested in this and people are finding this valuable. Then other folks find it and it can be valuable and helpful to other people too. So thank you for that in advance. Okay. He was promoting Being Charlie, Rob was, semi-autobiographical film that he directed about his son Nick's battle with addiction. And he wanted to make something clear. The professionals had been wrong. You know, at that moment in time, people listened to him and going, oh my gosh, really? Tell me more. Because at that moment in time, in that little aversion to insanity that Nick's life had been on, it was a little bit of a divergent upswing. It was a moment of stability somewhat compared to the chaos that had been. And he was looking at this moment of stability going, look at this, we tried it this way. And now he's okay. But as many of us know, and as they soon learned after, those moments of stability with an addict, mentally ill individual, they don't last long. He said when Nick would tell us that it wasn't working for him, the rehab, we wouldn't listen, Rob said. We were desperate. And because the people had diplomas on their wall, we listened to them. We should have been listening to our son. His wife, Michelle, went further, said, we were so influenced by these people. She said, they would tell us he's a liar, that he's trying to manipulate us, and we believe them. And 10 years later, we know what happened. Rob and Michelle Reiner are now dead, stabbed to death in their Brentwood home, allegedly by that same son, the son the counselors warned them about, the son they publicly defended, the son they kept in a guest house on their property because they didn't know what else to do. And look, they had tried everything. In case you're new to this story and like, well, it's not a great idea to do that. They already tried to let him go live on the streets, hit rock bottom, see what happens. He survived. He came back. Seemed to be doing a little bit better and then spiral down. This is a story about addiction, yes, but it's also a story about something far more uncomfortable. The way people in active addiction can rewrite the families who love them, rewrite their stories, rewire the families, even turning that love into a tool of control, isolation, and ultimately destruction. And it's a story about how sometimes, not always, but sometimes the most dangerous thing you can do for someone you love is refuse to walk away. Nick Reiner first went to rehab at 15 years old. By his own account, he cycled through 17 or 18 facilities over the next several years. Heroin, cocaine, those are the allegations, whatever else was available. He experienced periods of homelessness in Maine, New Jersey, and Texas, not because his family abandoned him, but because he refused to go to the programs they recommended. Quote, if I wanted to do it my way and not go to the programs they were suggesting, then I had to be homeless, he told People magazine. Back in 2016, he said that, almost 10 years ago. He framed this as his parents' fault. The implicit message was clear. You made me live on the streets because you wouldn't let me do recovery my own way. Yeah, because you know what? Recovery for a mentally ill addict, their own way, doesn't mean recovery. This is how it works. The addict learns to flip the script. The family sets the boundary. You need to go to treatment. And the addict responds by escalating the stakes. Fine, I'll be homeless. I'll sleep on the streets. I could die out there. And suddenly the boundary isn't about protecting the family anymore. It's about whether the family is willing to let their child die. And most parents aren't, rightfully so. So they capitulate. They let him come home. They try another approach. They listen to him this time. Nick learned to work the system early. On the Dopey podcast in 2018, an addiction-focused show where he'd appeared multiple times, he admitted he'd figured out how to navigate rehab without actually committing to recovery. He also admitted he wasn't sober at the time of the interview. He was smoking a little weed, taking a little Adderall. He said the weed was a preventative measure to keep him off harder drugs. And he casually mentioned that about a year and a half earlier, he got back on dope and other things and suffered what he called a cocaine heart attack on a cross-country flight during an intervention. He woke up in a hospital in Boston. But the host asks if he had any parting words for the listeners. Nick said, I have no parting words, just everybody use or don't use, whatever. Sounds like someone really dedicated to his recovery is everyone around them is, except the addict. And when that happens, you are literally left with no choice other than saying, there's a bridge down the road that might cover you from the rain. That is not a person in recovery. This is a person who has learned that the performance of recovery is enough to keep the money following, the housing secure, and the family engaged. The actual sobriety part to him, optional. The violence wasn't hidden. Nick talked openly about destroying his parents' guest house while high on stimulants. I got totally spun out on uppers. I think I was on coke and something else, and I was up for days on end, and I started punching out different things in my guest house. My guest house, like it's his. He said that on Dopey. I think I started with the TV, and then I went over to the lamp, and then just everything in the guest house got wrecked. He described it casually, almost proudly. I went 10 rounds with my guest house. This happened around the time his parents told him he had to leave and go back to rehab. So, in true addict form, he responded by destroying their property. And then presumably he went to rehab. And then he came back. And the cycle continued. A longtime neighbor of the Reiners told the New York Post after the murders, this is not the first time their son has been violent. I know of another incident a few years back with Nick, but I won't say more than that. I just never thought it would get to this point. An ex-classmate was more blunt. She said she instantly knew Nick was responsible when the deaths were announced as a homicide. A yoga instructor who worked with the family in the early 2000s was so affected by young Nick's screaming outbursts, episodes that could last 20 minutes or longer, that she wrote a children's book about it. The book was about a child with big feelings and even bigger energy who learns to calm down through yoga. It was her way of processing what she'd witnessed in that house. The warning signs weren't subtle. They were screaming. They had been screaming for years. Here's where this gets even more painful. The Reiners weren't naive. They spent years listening to the professionals. They sent Nick to facility after facility, following the advice of counselors and addiction specialists who told them the same thing over and over. Your son is lying to you. He is manipulating you. This is what addicts do. Don't believe the stories. Believe the pattern. And that's true in almost any line of humanity, addict or not. Believe the pattern. When it deviates dramatically, especially even more on a healthy individual, take a look at what's actually going on. Because actions do speak louder than words. And again, if this is speaking to you, don't let this just be a story you're hearing. Let this be information you take in and live by. If you are the caregiver for the addict, take this in as if we're speaking directly to you. I am not a medical professional. You should contact a doctor and do all that. But just take a listen to this, and as a human being, take this to heart. For a while, Rob and Michelle held that line. They enforced boundaries. They insisted on treatment even when Nick resisted. They let him be homeless rather than enable him on his terms. But somewhere along the way, something broke. By 2015, they had completely reversed course. They weren't just questioning the professionals anymore. They were publicly apologizing for ever trusting them. Rob said they should have been listening to our son instead of the people with diplomas on the wall. Michelle said the counselors had convinced them Nick was a liar and a manipulator, and they regretted believing it. Successful manipulation by an addict. Check. And the addict knew it, and those around him who loved him and sacrificed everything for him, they could not see the forest before the trees. He had them bamboozled. And I can guarantee if that addict in your life is not actively in treatment, and working on their lifelong recovery? You may start saying it that way too. Because what do? When you try this, you try that. You try everything. Well, the doctor route isn't working. The route for rehabs isn't working. What is he saying that might work for him? What does work? An addict who actively is wanting to participate in their own recovery. And that's about it. They have to make that choice. You can't make it for them. You can't force it on them. We have a system, and we talked about this in a video yesterday, where if they don't want the treatment, your options are pretty slim to nil. Yes, you can force 72-hour holds. Yes, you can do these temporary things this way and that way. But unless, as we've learned, unless they are in imminent danger to themselves or others, and the law is pretty clear on that, it's like literally having the weapon in their hand. If they're just hinting at it, if they're violent, if they're demonstrating behavior that could easily escalate to the next level, that's not enough to commit them beyond their will. That gets you a 72-hour hold, maybe. And within the first few hours of being in whatever facility they go to, that facility's like, how quick can we get this person out of here? Maybe within 24 hours you'll get out. You never know. And you know what? They know how to work the shit because they've been in and out of it. In his case, 17 times by his late teens. God knows how many by 32. They know how to successfully manipulate that system. And when they actually get the people who love them the most to believe that true help is the wrong answer, that is how successful manipulation looks when it's complete. The addict doesn't just get the family to doubt their professionals. He gets them to feel guilty for ever having believed anyone but him. He becomes the victim of a system that tried to help him, and the family becomes complicit in that victimization by having participated in it. The only way to make amends? Trust him. Give him another chance. This time it'll be different. The Reiners made a movie about it. They went on a press tour together. They told the story Nick wanted told, that the treatment industry had failed him, that his parents had failed him by believing the treatment industry, and that the real path to healing was the family finally seeing things his way, which is the biggest line of bullshit I've ever seen. I'm not blaming Rob for making that movie. If your child is literally dying in front of you, you're going to try every damn thing. And if one of the levers on your repertoire of things you can do is make a movie when you pull it, then you're going to take that lever. Well, maybe this creative process, maybe we could bond together. I get the thought process. And if Nick had actively wanted to be in recovery and work on his sobriety and that movie together, it could have ended in a very beautiful way. But it didn't, because he didn't want to. And here we are. Being Charlie answered the reconciliation. The father and son came together. The system is blamed. The family is magically healed and everything is great. But that's not real life. In real life, there is no reconciliation. There was just a guest house on a property and a son who never really left and parents who couldn't bring themselves to make him. I want to be clear about something here again. Rob and Michelle Reiner were not stupid. They were not weak. They were not bad parents. They were parents in an impossible situation facing a problem that has no reliable solution. They had resources most families can only dream of: money, connections, access to the best treatment programs in the country, and none of it worked because there is no amount of money that can force an adult to get sober. There is no treatment program that succeeds on someone who doesn't want it to succeed. There is no love powerful enough to override another person's autonomy, even when that autonomy is being used to destroy them. I'd rather have you alive and hating me than dead in the streets, the Rob Reiner character says in Being Charlie. That line came from real life. That was the philosophy the Reiners lived by for a time. Keep him close, keep him alive, even if he hates you for it, even if it costs you everything. A family friend told reporters after the murders, they did everything for Nick, every treatment program, therapy sessions, and put aside their lives to save Nick's repeatedly. I've never known a family so dedicated to a child. To have it end this way is awful. According to law enforcement sources, the Reiners were finally pursuing a conservatorship over Nick at the time of their deaths. After nearly two decades of trying everything else, they had started the process of legally taking control of his life. And guess what? The system makes that next to impossible, too. Michelle had reportedly become increasingly concerned about his mental health in recent weeks. Something had shifted. They were finally taking the kind of drastic action the situation had demanded for years. They ran out of time. The night before the murders, Rob and Michelle attended that Christmas party at Conan O'Brien's house. And believe me, I didn't have Conan O'Brien Christmas party on my murder Christmas card of the year or my murder bingo sheet of events that were going to take place at all. Where somehow Conan O'Brien's name comes up in a true crime story about his Christmas party. But here we are. They allegedly asked the host if they could bring Nick. According to sources who spoke to Rolling Stone, the reason was simple. They wanted to keep an eye on him. Think about that for a moment. A holiday party with friends, black ties, a wonderful gala. And the primary concern is monitoring your 32-year-old son's behavior, making sure he doesn't do something that embarrasses the family or worse. And it didn't work. Multiple witnesses reported that Nick displayed antisocial behavior at the party. He was seen wandering alone, looking flat and emotionless. A loud argument broke out between Nick and his father. The family left shortly after. An embarrassment. Sometime in the early morning hours of December 14th, according to prosecutors, Nick Reiner allegedly stabbed both his parents to death inside their home. Their daughter, Romy, found the bodies Sunday afternoon. Nick was taken into custody later near USC. He did not resist. As you know, he's now facing two counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances, the use of a deadly weapon. The charges carry a maximum sentence of life without parole or the death penalty. Prosecutors haven't decided yet which they'll seek. Nick's defense attorney, Alan Jackson, who successfully defended Karen Reed in another high-profile case, has indicated that mental health will likely be central to the defense. Nick wasn't medically cleared to appear at his initial arraignment, though the reason for that has not officially been disclosed. Here's the part nobody wants to say out loud. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do with an addict acting out in the way Nick was is walk away. Not because you don't care, not because you've given up, but because staying has become the thing that's killing both of you. Because your presence, your resources, your home, your hope, your sanity, all of it has become fuel for their destruction and yours. When we're giving all of ourselves to someone that only takes and is incapable of not only receiving, also giving back. when we give and give and give and give. Guess who wins and guess who loses here? It ain't the person that's giving all of themselves. And the addict, the word there is incapable. Incapable of receiving. Some just are. And that's a hard reality nobody wants to wrestle with. And I cannot imagine wrestling with that if it was my own kid. That is the hard reality, though, that some parents are forced to face, even when they've done everything right. And their hearts are in the right place. When someone destroys your property while high and frames it as your fault for setting boundaries, that's a message. When someone has a documented history of volatility that neighbors and childhood acquaintances immediately recognize as a precursor to violence, that's a pattern. When professionals tell you this person is manipulating you and you respond by publicly apologizing for ever believing them, the manipulation has already won. There is a point where love becomes the weapon, and they use it against you, where every attempt to help becomes another opportunity for them to exploit your guilt, your hope, your refusal to give up, where the guest house in the backyard isn't a path to recovery. It's just proximity to the next crisis. They had a guest house. Most of us don't have a guest house. For many of us, this is happening in the bedroom across the hall, in the basement, and the extra couch in the living room, making it even more dangerous. Rob and Michelle Reiner loved their son. That is not in question. They loved him enough to make a movie about his struggles, to sit next to him on press tours, to keep him close, even when they had every instinct and every professional telling them to create distance. They loved him enough to spend nearly 20 years trying to save him. And in the end, that love may have been the thing that kept them in range. There's a line in Being Charlie that reads differently now, the son character explaining why he used drugs. He says, "It was never about the drugs. It was all I ever wanted was a way to kill the noise. But the more I used, the louder it got." The noise never stopped. Not through 17 trips to rehab, not through the movie they made together, not through the years of living in the guest house, just steps away from parents who refused to give up on him. The noise just kept getting louder until it drowned out everything, including, allegedly, the lives of the two people who had sacrificed the most to keep it quiet. This isn't a story with a moral that fits on a bumper sticker. It's not a story that tells you what to do if someone you love is in active addiction. Every situation is different. Every family has to find their own limits. But it is a story that says this: limits exist for a reason. Boundaries aren't abandonment. And sometimes the person who loves you the most is the person most vulnerable to the damage you can do. Rob and Michelle Reiner asked if they could bring Nick to a Christmas party so they could keep an eye on him. They were still watching, still hoping, and still trying. They were also, according to sources, finally pursuing the legal mechanism that might have forced real change, a conservatorship that would have taken decision-making power out of Nick's hands. Again, something nearly impossible to attain in many states. Does it exist? Yes. The way to get there, the path, the boxes you need to check that the court needs to also agree with, even if you have all the evidence, it ain't easy. We will never know if it would have worked. We only know that they didn't get the chance to find out. Sometimes letting go is the only way to survive, and sometimes even when you finally start to let go, it's already too late. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. I would love to see what you guys have to say about all this. If this has reached you, if this has touched a nerve, and you would like to share your story, I would highly suggest doing it. In our comment section, because I can guarantee there's going to be a lot of people out there just like you reading and watching this. And that sense of community that I'm not alone, other people are going through this. While it seems like you are completely by yourself on that journey, you are not. This is just something a lot of people do not talk about a lot because it's traumatic. It's horrible. You don't want to relive the worst moments of your life over and over again. But if you have the courage to share your story in the comment section there on YouTube, I do highly encourage it. Again, it's about looking out there and taking something horrible and helping others find some good out of it. Whether that's just as a resource or whether it's just as another human being standing on this planet going, you're not alone, I've been there too, here's my story. Again, you don't have to, but this would be a good platform if you'd want to make a difference where you have a lot of eyeballs all kind of in the same place with a lot of people that have gone through the same things. So I do encourage that in the comments section. Please do press subscribe so you don't miss any of our commentary and our coverage of this case. We're going to obviously follow it all the way through. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please do press subscribe there as well. And if you don't mind, a review on Apple Podcasts would be greatly appreciated. Then it helps other folks in that platform over there also find us. It lets folks know that, hey, people are finding this material valuable. And then it feeds it to other people and more people can participate and become part of our community here. So again, thank you for that in advance if you have a moment to do that. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is the show name to search up on either Apple Podcasts or YouTube. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.